Well, Greg, first of all, welcome back to town, and congratulations on you and the team getting in.
Thank you very much.
Just tell us a little bit about that team. You know, what made that team such a dominant team that year?
Well, you know, with a team like that, it's always a combination of things. There was a lot of talent on the team, but not as much as you might think for a team of that caliber. Cross country is a sport where you can, you know, to some degree, you can make yourself into the athlete that you want to be. And the two characteristics of the team really were when it was time to work, they worked incredibly hard. They would do anything I asked them to do. And it was a team that knew how to have fun. You know, one of our athletes today mentioned how much the team was like family. Very much like family, or the good parts of family. There wasn't the bickering and the infighting and whatever that always goes on in families. There was none of that. They had a great time together, worked tremendously hard, suffered a lot in their workouts, and looked forward to meets as the easy day.
Yeah, there was mentioned that the team had talent, but also depth. Well, what was more important to that team, depth or talent at the time?
Well, unfortunately, it was probably performance. It was more important, and I say unfortunately because at that time we were running 2 miles, and it was a run 5, count 4 time period. So only 4 got to compete at the varsity five at a given time. And, of course, we had 10 or 15 guys that could have been in the top 5 at almost any school in the state. So we had the depth, and it was really unbelievably great to have it, but we didn't get to use the depth.
Well, let us know what you're doing these days. I hear you're out west now.
We just finished moving to the place that most retirees move to, and that would be Oakland, California. I guess we never like to do things exactly the way other people do them, but the move has gone well. We're enjoying it, and we're very much enjoying being back here today.
Do you keep in touch with the current teams now here at Knoxville?
That's the beauty of the internet. Every Wednesday during the cross country season, I get up in the morning and pull up the internet and see what happened the night before in the cross country meets to keep track of what the other athletic teams at the school are doing. You live it for 35 years, and you aren't ever going to let it go.
And obviously, the cross country program has just gotten better with the coaches you turn it over to.
Mike Motes and Joe Cunningham have done a tremendous job with it. They have, I mentioned today, it obviously was time for me to get out. They've taken the program and they've advanced it. They have advanced it in ways that wouldn't even have crossed my mind. It continues to become a better program.
Great. Congratulations to you and the team.
Thank you very much.